Thank you. I would like to thank the organizers of this beautiful conference for honoring me to give a summary of this workshop. So before, I would like to tell you a little bit about the history. It's clear that our conference became a very exciting annual event, and it started in 2005 in the framework of ENS Summer Institute in Paris. As Volodya Kazakov reminded you yesterday, there were 40 people, or around 40 people, who were present at this conference. And since the 5 years of development, we grew to a number of 540 here in Potsdam. Potsdam hosted us twice in 2006 and this year, and I think today we celebrate 5 years of our hard and very fruitful work. You see here that there will be a certain announcement about how we will be developing in 2010, and perhaps this TBA, this is the only TBA in this talk which does not stand for thermodynamic better answers. I think the success of our activity is basically due to the sharpness of our goals, which consist in development and application of methods of integrable models with a goal to understand the dynamics of gauge and string theories. And I think the subject is also very rich in terms of the structures which we are studying, and that's probably what attracts a lot of young researchers to this subject. During this year, we made a lot of progress towards proving that the ratio of ADS to CFT is very close to one. And one of the basic developments was on front of the finite size spectral problem. During this conference, we have heard five beautiful talks by Volodya Kazakov, Kolya Gromov, Romuald Janik, Zoltan Bajnak, and Sergey Frolov about approaching this problem from the point of view of integrable models and ideas which involve thermodynamic beta ansatz, Lüscher corrections, and Y system. Also, I would like to point out the talk by Radu Roiban, which was concentrated on obtaining result, a prediction for anomalous dimension of the Kanishi operator at Strong-Kauplin. And basically, what I would like to do, I would like to briefly go through these talks and maybe emphasize some points which has been touched. So in his talk, Sergey Frolov reviewed the string hypothesis. And this is a hypothesis which tells you what should be the solutions of the asymptotic beta equations, well, in this case, for the mirror model, which contribute in the thermodynamic limit. The string hypothesis is an important tool because you use it to derive the TBA equations. And then Sergey also analyzed the Y system, which follows from the TBA equations, and he indicated that this Y system arising in this way has very intricate analytic properties. He also discussed a ground state solution of these TBA equations. This theme has been also prolonged and discussed in the talk by Volodya Kazakov, where he derived the Y system, or constructed Y system, by looking on it from different perspective, namely from symmetries of the model. And he also discussed the large L solution of this system. He explained that when L becomes very large, then essentially the corresponding Y system is governed by the discrete classical integrable equations known as Hirota equations. And he also indicated a proposal, discussed a proposal how to take into account the excited states. The talk of Romuald Janik has been devoted to the recent computation of the five-loop anomalous dimension of the Kanishi operator from Lüscher approach by computing explicitly the Lüscher correction. And he pointed out that this computation provides an extremely important and sensitive test of the Dresden phase, BES Dresden phase, because it involves essentially many, many coefficients in the expansion of this phase. And on the other hand, This result, this explicit result about five-loop Kanishi, also provides a new and future test, which has been done for exact TV equations. And simultaneously, this is also a test of the ADS-CFT correspondence. So here is a result of Kanishi anomalous dimension up to the five-loop order. The result is very nice, very simple, and primarily it appears due to the fact that many, many terms, dynamical poles, which are known also under the name mu terms, completely cancel out, which provides a certain internal consistency check of this computation. Dalton Beinock gave a very vivid talk on the general approach of how to deal with finite size effects in integrable quantum field theories. So he started from a solution in the infinite volume limit, which essentially uses or constructs the exactness matrices from symmetries. Then when you put your system on a large circle, what you do essentially, you solve the Betti-Young equations, and further corrections when you decrease the radius of this circle are taken account by Luscher. An exact result can be obtained either by using thermodynamic beta ansatz equations or Y system, or eventually as the most efficient way to enumerate the solutions by lattice theory, which results in the so-called nonlinear integral equation. Also, Zoltan stressed several times during his talk that analyticity plays an extremely important role to figure out the complete solution of the system. Okay. Then there was a talk by Kolya Gromov, and he presented an impressive numerical solution of the TBA Y system proposed to correspond to the Kanishi operator. And this is a numerical result presented at this conference, which follows from the usage of recently constructed TBA and Y equations. And as Pedro Vieira told me, computation of this quantity required the power of 20 computers and 1,000 hours of computer time. In his talk, Radu Roypen confronted this result, which was obtained from TBA and Y system, with a computation of anomalous dimension of the Kanishi operator at strong coupling directly from string theory. And as you see from this transparency, there is a certain amount of disagreement, and which cannot be, I guess, explained by both speakers for the moment due to what this disagreement can take place. And, of course, it goes without saying that this disagreement should be fixed somehow, resolved and understood. And in order to get a little bit more fun, I decided to add more confusion to these statements about 2 and 1. So 4 years ago, together with Sergey Frolov, we wrote a paper about consistent truncation of classical string theory sigma model to the so-called SU1/1 sector. So you take a sigma model as a whole, you look at the equations of motion, and you see that sometimes you can switch off a number of fields, you can put them to zero without contradiction to the equations of motion. So we found such a consistent truncation where you can basically put almost all field to zero, fields to zero, except some fermionic excitations and bosonic fields in the light cone direction. And this sector should describe operators of the type trace psi in the power m, z in the power j minus m over 2, with dimension equals to j plus m in free theory, and the Dedekind contact 0, j minus m over 2m. It appears that from the point of view of the world sheet, this theory is a theory of a Dirac fermion in two dimensions, and this theory can be solved exactly. It can be quantized and solved exactly. So this is an exact formula describing the spectrum of this theory, where n I are world sheet excitations. Essentially, this is a level of the energy level of the corresponding excitation. Of course, you understand very well that it's not legitimate to first truncate and then quantize, because it does not commute with the quantization of the full string theory, which might not even admit a consistent truncation to a sector when the quantization has been performed. But we found out that in the case when J is large and you are talking about near BMN limit, you can use this simple model to reproduce the near plane wave spectrum corresponding to SV1/1 sector directly from this model without taking account the full details. So now we thought maybe the same happens in the near plane, or sorry, maybe this happens in the near, in the limit when lambda goes to infinity, but J is just finite because it's an exact formula, it's valid for any J. And if you plug in this formula, the parameters corresponding to the Kanishi descendant, which is essentially J is equal to 2, M is equal to 2, there are two excitations, then you reproduce the Kanishi descendant of dimension 4, you can look at the table, this guy is there, and if you expand this formula for lambda large, you find the following result. It's 3 over 2. What is funny, it's precisely in between 2 and 1. Okay, that's good, but I cannot comment about the validity of this formula, unfortunately. So, let me summarize the open problem. So, the speakers discuss this in a full length and details. Let me just very briefly say that, of course, it's very important now to carry out comparison of predictions, which we have obtained, what we should obtain from this newly proposed TBA and Y system equations. It's very desirable, of course, to increase precisions of numerics, and eventually we would like to have a Kanishi anomalous dimension to be computed on a laptop. But more important, I think, is to develop analytical and analytic methods to deal with strong and weak coupling expansions, exactly. So we have to develop machinery to produce explicit analytic results. It's also important to understand analytic properties of the Y system on this infinite genus Riemann surface. It's a very unusual, peculiar situation. And the future quest is to find perhaps a lattice formulation of the theory and produce a spectrum as one or several nonlinear integral equations. That is what I wanted to say about the progress concerning the spectral problem. Now, there was a discussion about algebraic structures and large spins. So Alessandro Torrielli gave a talk, a review talk, on the Youngian symmetry in the ADS CFT correspondence. And this is also in a certain respect related to the talk by Vladimir Bajanov. He uses Youngian symmetry to construct the world sheet scattering matrix corresponding to scattering of string bound states. And his claim was that the Youngian symmetry is so powerful that the scattering matrix of arbitrary bound states is uniquely determined by this symmetry. Well, up to scalar factor, which you can find, for example, through the fusion procedure. Concerning spins, Lisa Freyhalt gave a review of how scaling functions for ADS-CFT at strong and weak coupling can be computed explicitly in the large spin expansion. And she explained how subleading correction can be found from the integral equation. And when this subleading correction was found, an agreement with perturbative computations was established. And she also explained how the question of spiky strings can be addressed in the framework of the beta ansatz. And concerning spins, also Nick talked today about giant holes, explaining how semiclassical spins appear from the beta ansatz. And he also explained the difference between giant holes and small holes, and I think it will be all important in our understanding of the large spin spectrum. Now, I'm moving to another topic, which was also very well represented at this conference, namely about example of a new duality, which a new example of the ADS-CFT correspondence, which essentially involves strings moving in a new geometry, four-dimensional anti-de Sitter space times CP3, complex projective space. So Kostya Zarembo attempted to give a more general classification, so he gave a classification of possible so-called semi-simple spaces on which string theory can be defined. And the two basic things he put in his classification scheme, namely he required the model to produce a zero beta function in order to be able to be called a conformal field theory. And he also required that the corresponding central charge associated to this model should be less or equal to 26. If it's less than 26, then the corresponding model can be completed by some compact manifold, which makes the central charge, total central charge, to be 26, so to get a background for string theory. And an interesting model which emerged from his discussion was ADS3 cross S3 cross S3 cross S1, as far as I remember, with a central charge 25. That is absolutely uninvestigated model so far, and I think he mentioned that this model should be dual to 4.4 conformal field theory in two dimensions. Now, we have another topic by Rafael Nepomniachtchi, who used the symmetries of this background in the Lightcon gauge, which is SU2/2, in order to obtain the result for the exact S matrix from symmetries. And he pointed out that this S matrix is a little bit peculiar because it has only transition part, but it does not have a reflection part. And if you have usually massless particles of the same mass, you usually have also a reflection part as well as transition. But sometimes reflection part is absent, and usually it's explained by the fact that in spite of the situation that your particles have the same masses, there are still hidden higher local conserved charges which act on the corresponding particles in a different way. And the commutation of the, with these charges leads to the phenomenon of absence of this reflection part of the S matrix. Son John Ray explained us how to deal with the quantum integrability for this model, for the corresponding gauge theory at higher loops. I think the computation has been done explicitly up to the sixth loop level, and you gave a certain validity arguments that it should proceed to all loop level. And he also pointed out an important difference, and he expresses cautions about the usage of the pseudo-momentum versus the lattice momentum. As far as I understood your talk, from the gauge theory perspective, you don't see any shift of the lattice momentum. You don't see any change of this concept with respect to the version of the pseudo-momentum. And finally, Christoph Zieg reported a progress towards computation of the anomalous dimensions of operators in ABGM and ABG theory are at four-loop orders. The result is still not there, but it's going to be published very soon, probably the next month. The next big topic where essential progress has been made during the last year was the topic of gluon scattering amplitudes. And we had six excellent talks on this subject. Let me start probably from the talk by Lev Lipatov. So Lev reviewed the derivation and ideas behind the BFKL equation, and he also discussed integrability of the BFKL kernel and an important property of factorization of scattering, high scattering amplitudes, high energy scattering amplitudes in the multi-regi limit. Tristan McLaughlin and Grigory Karchemsky, I think these both talks were devoted to the discussion of conformal symmetry and the dual conformal symmetry. And I think both speakers agreed that the amplitudes are completely determined by symmetries, but together with taking into account the right singularity structure in the collinear limit and also the requirement of the absence of spurious singularities. Nima Arkani-Hamed explained his ideas about weak-weak holography, and he presented a beautiful formula which encodes all gluon scattering amplitudes, one-loop gluon scattering amplitude, in one compact expression, which is given by integral over Grassmannian over the twister space. Of course, there are a lot of questions that can be asked in this respect, how you integrate, how you pick up your integration contours, where the position of the poles, and so on and so forth. But it's also very promising scene, and I think it will be developed soon as well. Jan Plevka gave a nice talk on discovery of a new symmetry of amplitudes. Well, it's not a symmetry, but basically the statement that all the amplitudes are annihilated by Youngian generators, so in a certain way they lie in a kernel of a big symmetry. And this symmetry, amazingly, again, appears to be a Youngian, which has been discussed in the talk by Alessandro Torrielli. So Youngian definitely appears in our problems in several different and apparently unrelated places, but it plays definitely a certain role. So it should be understood better. Especially, it's required to be understood what happens at a higher loop level, because the result so far has been given at tree level, and also the statements about the fact that the amplitudes are defined by conformal and dual conformal symmetry and the singularity structure, it has been given for tree level amplitudes, and of course it's necessary to see what happens at loops. Juan Maldacena explained how to compute the amplitudes at strong coupling and what is the relation of these amplitudes with Wilson loops, and how to compute minimal surface by using newly discovered methods which involve world crossing formulas describing the BPS spectrum, world crossing formulas which correspond to change of the BPS spectrum when you move over the moduli space of n equals 2 three-dimensional conformal field theories. That's a very interesting result because you really start to compute, I think with this result you can really compute amplitudes, certain configurations at least, polygon amplitudes at strong coupling. And therefore, it's definitely a progress in our direction of understanding this subject. Well, another team, which is now not related directly to, at least directly, to the ADS CFT, is a theme which I would like to call beautiful models and fundamentals of integrability. And I think we always try to make the conference, or you try to make a conference broader in scope and involve experts in the subject of integrability from which we can learn about new ideas, about old ideas, about methods which people use in integrable models. And I think it's very useful to us. There were several talks which can be classified in this category. Namely, Samson Saakashvili represented, gave a nice talk about mysterious connection between vacua of supersymmetric gauge theories, which are simultaneously topological theories, and solutions of the Bethe-Ansatz equations. So basically, you have a supersymmetric theory, you study the vacuum structure, and then you find out that this vacuum structure somehow mysteriously can be described by solutions of the Bethe equations. That's completely unexpected and new angle on the appearance of the Bethe-Ansatz equations in gauge theories, in supersymmetric gauge theories. Hubert Saleur discussed conformal field theories on supertargets and lattice models. And what was the point of his talk is that these models sometimes are not integrable in the usual sense, but they are still exactly solvable, and solution can be obtained by considering a special symmetry which consists of a superalgebra governing the target space and its commutant. And sometimes commutant can be very intricate. It can be Brouwer algebra. It can be temporally Lip algebra. But altogether, somehow, they are combined to determine the spectrum of the model. Then we had a talk by Davide Gaiotto, and he was talking about wall crossing in n equals 2 gauge theories and integrability. And the formulas, the structure of the moduli space he presented reminded very much the equations of the thermodynamic Bethe-Ansatz and the equations governing the Weiss system. So applications, he mentioned also an applications to Wilson loops and minimal surface problem, which precisely was the subject of your talk, Juan. Then we had a talk by Jos Vermaseren, and he was talking about Euler and zeta sums. And these are important objects which appear in the perturbative computations of the anomalous dimensions, not only in n equals 4, but in any theory, including QCD. And the basic problem he addressed here is how to organize these sums. There are many identities between these Euler and sums, and how to find them all, how to provide a basis for understanding these quantities, that was precisely the subject of his talk. Then we had a Vladimir Bajanov's talk, and Vladimir discussed fundamental mathematical structures from his point of view, which appear in certain statistical and quantum models. And he discussed the Young-Baxter equation, of course. Young-Baxter equation, an extremely important concept which lies behind the notion of integrability, factorized scattering, and so on. And he discussed the Z-invariance. Z-invariance is a property that the corresponding transfer or partition function does not depend on the details of the lattice structure on which it defines. It is defined. Then he explained the functional relations between the eigenvalues, or simply between the transfer matrices, and showed how these functional relations can be used to construct the thermodynamic beta ansatz. Also, he pointed out that the difference property, or absence of difference property, for the case, for example, of the algebra UQSL2 hat, is related to the cyclic representations of this algebra. Then we also had a talk by Alexander Babenko, and he discussed certain fundamental issues which arise in studying conformal models in discrete differential geometry. So I think we had a wide range of the talks which we can classify as beautiful models and fundamentals of integrability. So in short, I would like to say the following words. So for people who are not quite acquainted with the Potsdam way of labeling the generators of the conformal group and conformal algebra, I can say that this is a very successful conference. And of course, the success of this conference is in major part due to its organizers, Niklas Beisert, Matthias Staudacher, and the conference secretary, Christina Goldschakson. I think we all felt here at home during this week, and we all felt a perfect organization. So Christina, Matthias, and Niklas invested a lot of energy, enthusiasm, and creativity to carry out this wonderful conference with an outstanding and up-to-date scientific program. Thank you very much. I would like to call everyone for applause. I also would like to extend our thanks to the host of our conference, Albert Einstein Institute, Professor Hermann Nicolai, and the Sonderforschungsbereich, Raumzeit und Materie, which provided an essential financial support for this conference. Thank you. Now comes an important announcement. That is concerns our life in 2010. Namely, on behalf of Lisa Freichalt, Joe Minahan, and Kostya Zarembo, I would like to announce that the next conference, Integrability Engaged in String Theory, is tentatively scheduled in Stockholm, and dates are 28 June, July 2 of 2010. And this conference will be in the framework of the NERDITA program, Integrability in String-Engaged Theories, ADS-CFT Duality, and its Applications. So this program will be running 5 weeks, and the last 3 weeks of this program approximately will be devoted to our subject, Integrability Engaged in String Theory. Well, you see here, there's two coupled programs, so the program itself is big. It contains of two parts. So the first part will be about ADS-CFT dualities and their applications, and the second is more concentrated on the issue of integrability. So thank you very much, and see you in Stockholm. Thank you.